知行英语。Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。Was it Jack the Ripper? 那是杀人狂杰克吗？I breathe a sigh of relief and calm my breath a bit, feeling like I must have imagined it through paranoia. I turned back around. I couldn't help myself. I screamed, petrifying, as the same figure was in front of me, only a lot, lot closer.I could clearly see the details of his clothes, the knife, and then history caught up with me. The figure I saw was the deathly figure of the infamous Jack the Ripper. I didn't know what to do then. Jack the Ripper died a long time ago, didn't he? I turned on my heel and started to run. But my body didn't move. Someone was grabbing onto my arm. I slowly turned my head and a horrifying face startled me. His eyes were gray.And bloodshot with huge black bags underneath them. His skin looked as if it was burned and scored, and his teeth were yellow, but there were cracks in them with a red stain.
长出了一口气，也许那是我的幻觉吧。我转回身来，哇，那个影子正在我的前面，而且比刚才近了很多。我不由自主地惊声尖叫起来，他的衣服还有手中的匕首都清楚地出现在我面前。刹那间，往事浮现在我脑海里，这不就是那个臭名昭著的凶手杰克此时的样子吗？我手足无措了。凶手杰克不是死了很久了吗？我想撒腿就跑，但是身子却动不了。有人抓住了我的胳膊。我缓缓地转过头来，那张可怕的脸吓得我魂不附体。灰色的眼睛充满了血丝，下方垂着两个巨大的眼袋，乌黑的一片，看上去像是被烧焦了的皮肤，又像是溃烂了的样子，以及满嘴的黄牙裂开了，布满了红色的斑点。
Relief 意思是放松，
如释重负。 Relief 和 Catch Breath 都是在描述我发现那个人影子消失了以后如释重负长出了一口气的心理状态。 Couldn't help doing 意思是情不自禁。 Catch up 能体现出动作发生得很迅速。 Infamous I-N-F-A-M-O-U-S 意思是臭名昭著的，与 famous 并不是反义词。 Grab G-R-A-B 意思是紧紧地抓住攥住。句子是在描写长相，因此 bag 在句中是眼袋的意思。这几句的描写非常形象，一个丑陋的模样活灵活现地展现在了我们面前。Let's go on. I screamed again and tried to get my arm free, but the man had pushed me onto the ground. He kneeled down over me and moved the knife close to my stomach. I screamed in pain as the knife cut the surface layer of my skin. I couldn't lie there and let him kill me, so I bit the handwhich was over my mouth and wriggled away from him. I ran back in the direction of my house, but I forgot about my school bag, which I had dropped while trying to get away. I then fell and smacked my head against the pavement. As everything went back,A tear came from my eye as I saw his boot stop near my side. I smiled a bit as I would not have to feel the pain as he mutilated my body. 我再一次歇斯底里般的狂吼，试图把胳膊抽回来，但是被他一把推翻在地。他用膝盖抵着我，匕首伸向我的胃部，我的皮肤被割开了，我痛苦地嘶叫着，我不能就那么躺在那儿任他宰割。我在他捂着我嘴的手上猛咬了一口，然后挣扎着跑开了。我朝着我家的方向跑去，我的书包在我挣扎的时候掉在了地上，但我忘记了。后来我摔倒了，头撞到了人行道上。当看到他的双脚站在我旁边时，我绝望了，一滴眼泪顺着脸颊流下来。我露出了些许的微笑，我再也不用忍受他对我身体的蹂躏了。Kneel down over me. 单词 kneel, K-N-E-E-L, 是跪着的意思。可以体会句子中描写的形象，那个人单腿跪着，膝盖顶在我的身上。Wriggle, W-R-I-G-G-L-E, 意思是蜿蜒前进。在这里可以理解成我因为受伤和害怕而晃晃悠悠地向前跑。 Smack S-M-A-C-K 这里应该理解成我摔倒后头砸到了地上。 Go black 是个习语，有绝望的意思，与黑色并没有任何关系。英文中有很多与颜色有关的习语，例如用 blue 来描写情绪的低落忧伤，用 red 来体现财政赤字等等。 mutilate M-U-T-I-L-A-T-E 体现出残忍对待的意味。 今天的恐怖故事先讲到这儿，下回继续收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。